You're listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Meet Us in Buellton. If you're a bread and a sweet lover like me, this episode is going to have your mouth watering.
I can't wait. Today we have Enjoy Bagels and Sweets owners and bakers, Kevin and Amber Vandervliet. They're going to be sharing with us all about owning their own business, the different types of sweets and treats you can expect from them, and how Enjoy got started.
Yeah, Kevin and Amber, thank you guys so much for joining us. We can't wait to hear your story, and maybe you can start telling us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. We're happy to be here. So I think just sort of in summary, my name is Amber and my husband is Kevin, and we've been married for 21 years and we've pretty much worked together in at least some capacity our whole marriage together. And we moved here to the Valley in 2008 and met in Santa Barbara before that.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
I should probably mention we have two kids, too. That's kind of important. A daughter, Opal, who's 14, and our son, Foster, is 9.
Awesome. It's a family affair, huh? So Enjoy Cupcakes has been a staple, we know, in the San Ynez Valley since, I think, 2009. And then in 2020, you introduced us all to Enjoy Bagels and Sweets. So how did you get started in cupcakes, and when did the idea for bagels come along?
So I'll answer the part about the cupcakes, and then Kevin can jump in and speak about how the bagels were born. So ever since I was little, I wanted to own a bakery. So I sort of went on that path throughout my childhood and young adult ages. And then after college, I decided to go in a different direction with a career path. And then in about 2007, we started feeling the effects of the recession there and had to sort of pivot our lives. And I used that opportunity to come back to my dream of owning a bakery and started pursuing the cupcake path.
How fun. And then how about the bagels?
Thanks for having us. To answer the question in reference to the bagel aspect of our business, it was kind of under crisis again because COVID happened. And that's pretty much what drove us to go into the bagel business. We always kind of laughed about our cupcake business that, you know, after being in business for, 12 years or so, that there was nothing that could really ever, stop that business. Everybody's going to get married. Everyone's going to get together and have birthday parties. Everyone's going to celebrate. And COVID was pretty much the silver bullet that put that business out of business overnight. Because as we all know, none of that was happening. And we knew that that wasn't going to happen for at least at minimum a year from what we could tell from the very beginning of the pandemic. So I was messing around with bagels. And just after a couple of weeks of the pandemic hitting, I kind of looked at Amber and I said, it looks like we're going to have to go into the bagel business. And that's where it came from. And then, we started doing free home deliveries or pickups at the beginning, and then worked towards opening up our commercial kitchen that we've always had in Buellton. But it's kind of been a secret because it's never been open to the public. And we just remodeled it and tried to make it seem like a bagel shop that you would find in some back alley in New York, and you stumble upon it. So that's how bagels came to be.
I love that you were just playing around with bagels and decided we're going to do this now.
I was going to say it was random that I was even playing around with bagels. And that was kind of it. We were like, hey, there's never been a bagel shop in the Valley. So I think it was, timing sometimes is strange. Good things come out of bad situations. I've found that pretty much my whole life. So, yeah.
I can say my husband and I were very excited when we found out we were going to have our very own bagel shop.
I think we all were excited, Megan. It was something that we didn't have, but yet we all love bagels, right? Everybody knows bagels, but we never had a shop to go to. So we were super excited.
So tell us a little bit about what you were doing before you started baking up all of your incredible creations with Enjoy.
So I went to college in San Luis Obispo at Cal Poly, and I studied business. And after college, I started working for an art licensing company in Santa Barbara, and I was the graphic design studio manager there for 9 years. And I really loved that job, and I feel like I learned a lot about art and fashion and design and creativity, and was able to sort of bring that to the baking business. And I always, the artists that I worked with, they had a very tough job of having to be creative on demand. You know, we billed hourly, and they weren't given necessarily time to like feel the creative juices. They had to just sort of creatively perform all the time. And that's something that really stuck with me. And I tried to bring that to the baking business. You know, I'm working on someone's wedding cake and stuff. I try to just be efficient and creative on demand.
And for me, I've always been an entrepreneur. I've always owned my own kind of small businesses and crazy ideas. And but prior to this, and during the first few years of Enjoy Cupcakes, while Amber was growing her business, I had a company called Interact Inc., which was a corporate team building company. And what I would do is we would go to the different resorts throughout California, and we would do events that were like Iron Chef Challenge, Beach Olympics, Mini Olympics, Build Your Own Mini Golf Course. I had about 20 different events where we would basically turn corporate American people into 10-year-old children again for about 3 hours.
That's amazing.
How fun.
It was a fun business. Yeah, I ran that for almost 20 years.
Wow.
That's really neat. I love that. But gosh, I'm sitting here listening to you, and you know, just the way COVID affected everything in your life, you know, because corporate America kind of closed down and so many things shut down. So it's been amazing. There's so many stories, I'm sure, similar to this, where people had to pivot in their day-to-day life and jobs and really get creative in what they're doing. And you've done it so well, you know, Amber, with your creative background and then taking it into the bakery and what you do. And I know you have a great team over there. Every time I'm in your store, there's just, everybody looks like they're having a blast. They love being there. So I'm sure that's part of your corporate doing, Kevin, as well, and building those teams there. So
we have amazing people that work for us. Yeah. And yeah, I think that's always really important in a work environment, that, you know, you appreciate having fun, mm-hmm. and just looking forward to going to work and the people that you work with. So that's been fortunate for us. And, you know, also our community, I can't not touch on that, because our business is a bit different than I think a lot of the businesses in the Valley, where a lot of the businesses in the Valley are really reliant on the tourists. Ours is really not, you know, especially with where we're located, it's hard to even find us. I mean, I still have locals coming and going, I didn't even know there was anything back here, but 90% of our business is local people. We know almost everybody that walks through the door at this point. We know their names. They come all the time. And that's been such a blessing for us to have this type of a community support us through this, you know, hard time.
Yeah, absolutely. No, community is everything. That's for sure. Tourists bring a lot, of course, but we know we need our residents to support as well. So tell us a little bit more maybe about the different offerings that you have and what guests can maybe order when they visit your shop.
Well, I'll go into my side, because I'm the savory and Amber's the sweet.
Okay.
I love that.
You know, we do the bagels. We knew that this type of shop, we wanted to have it so that somebody could just come in and simply get a bagel with some schmear. You know, just a low ticket item that's going to fill you up and be done very quickly. And so we have 8 different bagels, and then we have 8 different schmears to choose from. And then in addition to that, we really wanted to, you know, have it more that you could get a more fulfilled breakfast or hearty lunch. So we've got a full menu of different breakfast items. We've got lunch items. We always do a weekly special A lot of these, what we do with our bagels is we either do them open-faced or some of the sandwiches, we actually scoop them out so that we can just fully pack them with something inside. So that's pretty much the bagel side of the business. I think the most, everything's really popular. It kind of just depends on the day. The avocado toast is popular, the turkey, the bagel burrito, the weekly specials, always probably the top. But probably the menu item I think that we do sell the most is going to be the Benedict, where we take the cheddar bagel, scoop it out, and we have this way of pretty much packing it with an entire eggs Benedict inside. And the hollandaise sauce, I think, is a really kind of addicting quality to it. So that's my side.
Sounds delicious.
And then for the sweets, we, of course, have the cupcakes. And all the cupcakes are filled and have different buttercreams and toppings. We always have six different flavors, and we try to make sure each one of those flavors is very different from the others, so you get a good variety. And then we also have cookie sandwiches that are filled with either buttercream or cookie dough. And we have single cookies and cookie dough balls. They're like little truffles that are made out of cookie dough. And then a lot of people don't realize that we do cakes as well. So we have wedding cakes, birthday cakes, anniversary cakes, you know, any kind of celebration. And it's funny, I'll be in the back working on cakes, and our kitchen is very open so customers can see what we're doing, and they'll look up and go, oh my gosh, I didn't know you guys did cakes too. So that's the sweet side.
Awesome. Yeah. You do it all. You cover, you know, the sweet and salty and savory and all of those things in one stop. That's great.
So you mentioned the Eggs Benedict sandwich. My personal favorite happens to be the Frenchie. The French toast bagel is amazing. What are your personal favorites from the products that you carry?
Yeah, I'm always about it's the weekly special, I think, because that's where I'm trying to, you know, put my creativity. I mean, we've done so many. I have to look back now and see what some of my specials were before. Sometimes I want to recreate them, but like birria or, I mean, there's just so many. So it's usually the weekly special, because that's where I'm really wanting to, you know, put that effort into it. Not sure about Amber.
For me, it's the veg and out sandwich. Oh. It's actually comes from a little sandwich that my family, we used to make for our lunches when I was growing up, school lunches or work lunches, whatever. And yeah, so it's kind of fun to turn that into a bagel sandwich. We used to do it on sourdough bread when I was little, but it's got sun-dried tomatoes, cucumber, sprouts, cream cheese, and it's just light and flavorful.
Awesome. So what makes your bakery, do you think, stand out from the rest? Is it, do you use any local ingredients, or is there anything that you'd say, and other than bagels, we know you're unique with your bagel concept.
There's a couple of things. We do partner with High on the Hog. It's a catering company here in Buellton as well. And they make all the bacon for us that we use. We do have a bacon bagel, so we actually use it inside of that bagel, but then we use their bacon for a lot of the other creations that we make. I think kind of going back to the local versus the tourists, a lot of the bakeries in the valley here are geared towards the tourists, and we're kind of more geared towards our local community. And then also, I think I find our product line to be a little bit more specific in that it's either bagels or cake, where if you go to some of the Danish bakeries, their selection is so much larger than our selection is. So I think that might kind of be what separates us. And
yeah, I think one thing sort of by default that makes us different is I am not a trained pastry chef, and Kevin isn't.
I'm not
a trained baker either. So we sort of beat to our own drum there and kind of do things different because we're not following conventional techniques or rules, I guess. We try to say there's really no culinary rules in our kitchen because we're just constantly trying new things. And if there were rules, I'm sure we'd be breaking a lot of them.
And that really speaks to your creative experiences and life experiences that you've had, because I love that, because that means that you are making the food that you think tastes the best, mm-hmm. and you're not following somebody else's guidelines, which is one of the things that I think is so amazing about your offerings, because they are just truly just delicious and savory and the incredible creations with your special sandwiches. Every time I see a new one pop up on Instagram, I'm like, oh, what is in this? I need to look, I need to know more about it. So that the creativity that you bring into what you're doing is definitely appreciated by this local.
Thank you.
So Kevin and Amber, what is your favorite part about owning a bakery?
I can tell you what my least favorite part is.
And that's okay
waking
too.
Up at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that never gets easy. But the part that actually, because of that, I like is that we're over fairly early in the day. So I'm able to leave at 2:30 and pick up my kids from school before 3 and then can be with them the rest of the day. So that's definitely my favorite part of the bakery.
Absolutely.
And I think just, you know, with being any business owner, you've got flexibility to, you could change hours if you need to, you can close if you need to, but at the same time, you're very, you know, you're tied to it. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of flexibility with being your own boss. And I think that's something that is important to Kevin and I, and pretty much it's been that way for years for us.
So. Yeah, you kind of have your own destiny.
And I think with kids, there's that flexibility is just priceless, right? When you have children involved and you're able to come and go and be at their activities and whatnot.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely with COVID, it was very important to have that flexibility. Obviously, with the kids going to distance learning, you know, it meant that one of us needed to be home with them and helping with schoolwork. And so Kevin and I schedules completely flip-flopped. I did the 4 a.m. thing for 10 years, and it became time for me to really be home and focus on the kids and their education. And I would go in at night and Kevin would do the early morning. So it was nice to be able to tag team and carry the different loads together.
Well, and also, you know, through this, the COVID part, the first year was really rough with the distance learning and us having to be teachers and somehow keep the business afloat and transition into the new model. And even what, you know, it was so rough on all the children. Opal, our daughter, who's now 14, she's an employee at Enjoy Bagels. And that was really good for her because she was able to, you know, come and work and, you know, get that kind of social interaction with, you know, helping customers. And she did every aspect of the business. And that was good for her. But yeah, definitely, you know, being able to have our own business and be able to bring her in was, you know, very helpful for her to get through this rough time.
Right. Rather than being just sort of isolated with her computer in her room, she was able to come and interact with customers. And she helped me a lot in the back end, too, with the cupcakes.
And also our son, you know, just having a place for him to be able to come. A lot of places you can't bring your children to work. Mm-hmm. So that, right. Again, flexibility of owning a business helped out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. I know I've been over there when your kids are there, and it's just fun to see the, like I said, the energy there is always so up, and the staff and your family, everybody's smiling and happy and they're dancing in the back. I mean, they're just happy to be there. You can tell. So that's great. You've created that space for them.
Thank you. Yeah. We put a disco ball inside of the kitchen. So.
There you go.
I do love that.
Yeah.
What time's the club open?
Right. I know some people wanting to know if we can, if they can rent it after hours now and stuff. So.
Only if they get the batter ready for the morning, right? And the bagels.
Yeah, that's right. They have to do it.
I think that's one thing too. When you had asked what makes our bakery unique or different, that's part of it. Just sort of that full customer experience and wanting our customers to feel like they're almost in our house and very welcome and have fun with us and joke with us.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
So if our listeners want to find you on social media so that they can see what the specials are and what you've got cooking in the bakery, where can they find you?
So we have two Instagram accounts. I actually manage the @enjoycupcakes. So you're going to see more of the sweet aspect of the business. And then Kevin manages @enjoybagels. And you could definitely see our different personalities coming out, especially in the stories.
The sweet and savory.
That's right.
Yes.
So Kevin and Amber, something that we always ask our guests on the podcast at the end of the show here is, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
I like Buellton because it's the unsung hero that is where the locals go. Without Buellton, you know, you wouldn't have the valley. I mean, Solvang is a great, great town, but it's so, you know, tourist driven. Los Olivos, you know, tourist driven. I mean, all the places around us. And this is kind of the anchor I see for the valley. That's how I see Buellton.
Yeah, I definitely echo everything Kevin said there. I feel like, yeah, it's a place you can go to get your essentials. And I always say, I feel like in some ways we live on the edge of the earth here. Like, where are you going to go buy a pillowcase or sheets? Or, you know, you can go to Buellton.
Awesome.
Well, I know that our community is definitely made better by having you as business owners and having Enjoy Bagels and Sweets here for both our locals and our guests. Thank you both so much for being with us today and sharing your story. It was amazing to get to know the people behind the Instagram posts and all of the amazing creations that my family has enjoyed from your shops. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys. That was great. And we just can't wait to see what new creations you're going to be coming up with. So we'll keep following you and looking for those to pop up on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to follow us on Discover Buellton on our social media handles to join our conversation. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we'll talk to you all again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico, and produced by Relic.